This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, we have a very wacky episode with our old friend Greg Stone. Buckle in, Greg's hilarious. We talk about office banter and Bumble bios. It's insane. Enjoy. J-Train Podcast. This is J-Train. Jared Fried coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. You're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Guys, I say it every week. I'm going to say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Keep doing that. We just had Ronnie Chang from The Daily Show on. That was very cool. I hope you guys all enjoyed that episode. We go from an international superstar in Ronnie Chang to a guy.
Piece of shit.
Mildly recognized guy on his own block.
I get seen
Greg
a lot
Stone.
On the streets. People always think I'm your uncle.
My uncle.
Somebody's there.
Uncle Greg.
Hey, Uncle Sloppy. I go, I'm not. That guy.
Uncle Sloppy. Yeah. I like that name for you.
That is me at every wedding. Uncle Sloppy.
Uncle Sloppy. That's what guy. Just I can imagine you with a drink that has like one ice cube in it, slurring around. Uncle Sloppy.
Yep.
Thank you for coming on, Greg Stone.
Of course. Thanks.
At Greg Stone. You're an OKP, original key player. Bringing you back. You're from the, so if you've been on the pat, you know Greg from before if you're a long time listener. If you're new to the show, you can go find Greg on Twitter at Greg Stone underscore.
You know it.
You and Anthony.
It is taking off.
Teamed up for the worst Twitter. I like that you saw that Anthony had his Twitter.
No.
Who had it first?
I did.
Okay.
And Anthony said, oh, that's what we're doing. I said, absolutely.
A few episodes back. Yeah, you teamed up to have the most unrecognizable Twitter handle.
Yeah.
You're like, I want to get big and famous on Twitter. Put it in an underscore.
Now, well, I used to be into hardcore bands and shit, and all those guys were like, XX. I was straight edge, too. It was like, XG, man, X. And that was how I did them.
That was their name of the bands?
No, like every AOL.
Oh.
I'm talking AOL screen name. If you couldn't get Greg, you'd be like, X, Greg, X.
Yes, I do remember that.
Remember that? And so, but now it's up to like 15 X's to get original. So I said, you know what? We're going to do underscore.
Greg Stone underscore. And we had Anthony DeVito on a couple episodes ago. One of our finer episodes.
Oh,
one of
it?
The better ones we've had.
Oh,
and
great.
So you got a lot to compete with.
I don't care.
They have a podcast together called the Rad Dude Cast. I'm a huge fan of the Rad Dude Cast, so go check it out.
Pretty much part of the Rad Dude Cast.
I'm part of it. I'm a big promoter of it.
Woo woo! I'm not going to talk about it, but woo woo!
Stephen Woo.
So people who know.
One of my favorite characters on the podcast.
He's a good friend of yours.
So listen, Greg, you ready to get into some emails? You know the deal. You know the drill.
I know.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's get right into it. You're OKP. You know what you're doing.
OKP, baby.
Ross working at Ross. What's up, JTrain? I just finished my junior year of college, and I was lucky enough to get an internship with Ross Stores at their corporate office in NYC. I know a few acquaintances who work there full time, and they've said a lot of good things about this company, so I'm really pumped to have such a great opportunity. Good for you, man. I'm pumped for him.
Mm.
But I see one potential problem and need your advice. My first name is Ross. Such a specific problem. So every time I introduce myself to a superior, they'll probably say something along the lines of, oh, your name is Ross and you work for Ross Stores? That's so crazy.
Yeah.
This guy gets it. Yeah. This guy gets the work work banter.
Yeah, it's going to... How old is this guy?
He's a junior in college. He says, I'm obviously going to hear this 1,000 times during my internship, so been trying to think of some comeback lines.
Yeah.
Comeback lines is like the worst attitude, I think.
towards this happening. Like, no. You want to be, so he writes, so far, I've been unable to come up with anything that's both clever and appropriate for work. I was hoping you could help me out with a few lines I could use in this situation. Thanks in advance. I'll definitely be out a couple of your shows this summer. Looking forward to it. Thanks, man, for the email. I love this email because of how ridiculous of an issue it is, but it is a real issue.
It's hilarious,
right? Like Ross at Ross.
I gotta say,
because he could come too hard. You know, he could be like, they'd be like, "Oh, Ross, you work at Ross Stores," and he'd be like, "And I fucked your mom."
Yeah, that's too much.
And he'd be like,
much.
"Whoa, you're not hired."
Yeah, not rad, Rad Ross.
No,
not rad.
I gotta tell you, Ross.
The answer, I gotta say, not gonna get a giant laugh.
Yeah,
but for you, it's the funniest.
Yeah.
As soon as they say, "Hey, you're Ross," you just go, "Yes, yes, I am." So then you just own it. Own it when he goes, "Are you Ross of Ross Stores?" You go, "Yeah, I am.
I'm Miss." Yeah.
Yeah, my dad
well,
is.
Well, the beauty is that it's his first name, not his last name.
And that's why it's funny.
Yeah. Well, then my dad named the stores after my first name.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm Ross Ross, like Mario Mario.
I think the answer, first of all, you know, the answer to this question is kind of for anyone that's going to do an internship. This is why the real world sucks.
Mm.
Dumb office banter like this. This is like your life. This is after, you know, in your fraternity house or at college and with your buddies in high school, someone's like, "Your name is Ross," and you're like, "Fuck you, loser." And everyone laughs and someone gets pants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That doesn't happen in an office. At an office, this is considered
a great joke.
A great thing to say to somebody. Yeah. And the weather is a real topic. All these cliches.
Yeah.
Are coming at you. And that's why I remember when I started working in like selling life insurance and stuff, and like these jokes would happen all the time. They're like, "Oh, it's raining again." I'd be like, and I would turn to somebody. I'd be like, I would do this. This is my joke.
Yeah.
I'd turn to a buddy at work and I'd be like, "Do you think, sometimes I think on the way home from college, my car crashed and I died. And this is purgatory."
Yeah, yeah.
And he would look at me and be like, "Dude, are you okay?" Like, he never like there's no...
In work, that's too much of a joke.
Too much of a joke.
Yeah. It's
like, out of work with your buddies, it's a different story. So I think the response to Ross Stores is if someone says, "Ross, working at Ross," you just go, "Wish it was my last name," right?
Oh, God.
And you roll your eyes, but it'll kill.
Yeah, it'll kill.
Because wish it was my last name, then wish it was my last name, then I wouldn't have to intern.
Wish I was 6 feet under. Wish I had poison drink.
Yeah,
that's
don't say that.
Good. Yeah. Yeah.
Wish.
Wish I hadn't fingered that 14-year-old under the stairs. Yeah. You get very weird. With
that might
stuff.
Be a weird comeback.
But it's great.
But have you ever been in a job with like weird banter with somebody?
Yes. Wait, real quick, let me just tell you my move. When I used to work at TGI Friday, well, I did a bunch of shit at Fridays. I was a waiter for a long time. But one classic was I would just say my name was Stephanie. Don't know why, just thought it was hilarious.
Wait a minute, sir.
I would just go.
You'd go up to a table. Yeah, let's do some J-Train theater.
Of course.
Okay, this is a new segment on the podcast.
Please tell us we have a sound
for it. We have a sound for it, but you won't hear it until we lay it on after. But J-Train Theater.
It's only because it's an indiscriminate amount of time that J-Train Theater.
Yes, so we don't know. It plays throughout.
Sure.
So I'm a guy with my family. I'm a 50-year-old man.
Yep.
I got my 15-year-old guy. Like, I have twins, girl and a boy.
Girl and a boy.
And my wife.
Yeah.
She's like gained a few.
Yeah.
She looks
fake breasts.
Fake
blonde
breasts.
Hair.
Blonde. Looks great, but for her age.
But for her age.
Okay, so now begins scene. Oh, children, the waiter's here.
How you guys doing? Can I get you something to drink? If you need any help, my name is Stephanie. How you guys getting?
Oh, this is Stephanie. Stop laughing, kids. It's not funny. That's his name.
No, it's, it's Stephanie.
Okay, nice to meet you, Stephanie. Thank you. Kids, you gonna have any drinks? No, you're good? Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna have a Doers on the Rocks.
I don't need to check your ID, sir.
You're too kind, Stephanie.
Yeah.
You know how to flatter a guy.
You know, I know how to do it, baby.
Stephanie, so you're from German descent?
No, American. Born in New Jersey.
Really?
Yeah. Family born in America. Grandparents born in America.
Okay.
Yeah.
Went with Stephanie.
Yeah, yeah. Gonna need to see that ID still.
Oh, that wasn't a joke?
No. Everyone under 30, I need to check.
Well, here you go, Stephanie.
Yeah. A lot of people... There you go.
Thank
Fair
you.
Enough.
Can I see your ID?
I
don't believe that your name is Stephanie.
No, it is. It is my name. I appreciate if you left me alone about this. With my parents named me Stephanie after the great Stephanie Hawkins Smith.
That's Stephanie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The creator of the rotary engine.
The rotary engine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I know Stephanie Hawkins Smith. Yeah. SHS.
SHS. Baby.
Yeah. That's
Shithouse Studios, also known as.
End scene.
Yeah. But actually,
so wait, no
actually,
one ever.
People would do this. They go, oh, I did it once. And a guy goes, well, why don't you just go by Steve? And I went, I'm like, because my name is Stephanie, and that's my name. And then I went through this whole argument with them.
Really?
Yeah, whole argument. People were just going, hey, and I was just like, look, that's just my name, and blah, blah, blah. Give them the check at the end. And on the check, my name says Greg.
Greg.
And the guy goes, you motherfucker.
got me. Yeah. Well, also, like, why would anyone think that you
would
make that up?
Why would anyone do that?
I don't know. So you go around being Stephanie.
Hang on a second. I got to tell you about Gus Dakota.
Gus Dakota.
Yeah, Gus Dakota. This is honest to God. There's videos of YouTube, but I could show you one day. But
so if someone Googles Gus Dakota, there's a video that
you have to look up. Don't Stop Believing: The Legend of Gus Dakota, karaoke legend.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a movie we made, but it's not very good anymore because we made it before we.
Yeah, it was
funny.
Good back in the day. Made $1 million. Yeah, go ahead.
We got about 40 hits. Yeah, DeVito and I decided we were going to just dress up as characters. We would just dress up these characters. And I was Gus Dakota. He was Suntoon.
Okay.
And so we went to like a strip club, and I had like a fake mustache on, aviator sunglasses, bandana. I carried nunchucks around. You know, like just crazy.
That's
like,
what Gus Dakota does.
Hey, you fucking triple A right, motherfucker. Like, that's how that guy talked.
Yeah.
You know, he would say shit like, looking at you, girl, with the snake eyes.
So you and Anthony would just go do these.
Yeah.
Without any reason.
No reason.
Okay.
Went to a strip club. Anthony would dress like this little Indian guy whose name was, his name was Suntoon, who would say weird things like, I want to lather you up in butter and ride you along. Like, he would say weird, creepy things.
Yeah.
But Gus and him were like Han and Chewbacca. Like, they were just best friends, life.
Yeah, how would these two even meet? A little Indian guy.
We met in Bali. We have a story. Yeah. What happened was
this is a real honest to God backstory.
There is backstory. We were at war in Bali, whatever war that was.
Uh-huh.
The Hummer flipped over.
A war on sanity.
Gus and Suntoon saved Gus's life, so he took him to America to show him how to really live.
Suntoon took Gus to America.
No, Gus took Suntoon to America after Suntoon
saved
Gus.
His life. Okay, so this makes more sense.
Yeah,
okay, so I just got to fact check.
Gus take fact. No facts in here.
No.
Gus took him to we were at strip clubs, and every time a girl would walk by Anthony, he would pull out, Suntoon would pull out Axe body spray and just spray it on himself. But it would smell so bad that it would go, ah! Like it was. Woman, at one point, so he's doing this. Lady puts her legs on Anthony's shoulders.
Yeah.
Vagina is an inch between his face. In between the vagina and his lips, you just see the Axe body spray thing come up.
Oh, my God.
And he sprays himself in the eyes. Just, it's going to lose their shit.
What strip club were you at that they were just like...
Happy's in...
Mr. Happy's? Yeah. That's the worst name for a strip club.
In New Haven, Connecticut.
Really?
Yeah. So then anyway, I'm telling this guy I used to work with the Fridays, these stories about Gus Dakota, and he goes... oh, it's hilarious. And I was like, yeah, dude, do you mind if I pick up some shifts? I gotta make a little extra money. He goes, sure, coming on Monday. I show up on Monday, full Gus Dakota.
You come in as Gus Dakota.
Full Gus Dakota. I'm wearing a blazer underneath my Friday shirt.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
A whole thing. I have
I
took a picture of a bear out of a magazine and stapled it onto my shirt. It was very weird. And it just said things. I just wrote weird things. And he looks at me, he goes, so I guess I got Gus, huh? I go,
this is your boss.
Yep.
Was like totally on board.
He goes, you fucking AAA, right? You did. He changes my name in the computer.
To Gus Dakota.
To Gus Dakota.
Yeah.
Now all the employees don't even know who I am. I'm friends with them.
Yeah.
They just see, I have a fake mustache.
Hold on. They don't know who you are.
I mean, I hadn't worked there in like 6 months.
Okay. So all of a sudden Gus Dakota shows up.
Gus shows up.
Yeah.
And I know one guy didn't know because I went as me just to the bar to have a drink. And he was like, dude, you guys see this guy, Gus? He's wearing a fake mustache. Nobody knows what the fuck is up with this guy. He carries nunchucks and he yells at the tables.
So how would you take an order as Gus Dakota?
First off, you're supposed to take four tables. I would take one table.
Only one.
One table.
Yeah.
And I'd take one every hour and I would not, I would wait.
This sounds like the worst run TGI Fridays.
It was.
Yeah.
Literally ranked the worst.
Ranked.
In the state.
In the state.
It was.
There was rankings.
At the time.
The Variety does a top worst.
Well, they would be like, what's the best?
Yeah.
And if you just keep going down to the not best, it was the Wayne Fridays.
So Gus Dakota was a waiter there.
So people would come up and they'd be like, what's good? And I go, try the fucking Reuben. And they'd be like, where's...
try the fucking Reuben.
Try the fucking Reuben. Yeah. And then they would go, where's the Reuben? I go, I don't know. There was no Reuben.
No Reuben.
There was no Reuben yeah. to order. It wasn't on the menu. I would just yell at people. My mustache fell off one time, and some lady was like, is that a fake mustache? I was like, those titties fake? Oh, fuck no. You crazy bitch. And I got the best tips of my life.
Really?
Best tips of my life.
Because they felt like they got a show.
They were in on a show.
Yeah.
I don't know. So yeah, I was this guy. And I met a girl as Gus Dakota at a party. Gus showed up to a party.
It does show that in a workplace, like back to like kind of the email a little bit. Yeah. That you loosen up at work, people loosen up with you a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, and this guy wants comebacks, but I'll say this. Don't take anything. If you ever get angry at work about something like this, you're going to look stupid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Right.
They come at you with, what up, Ross? Just know that their life is miserable.
Yeah.
They're married to the same woman for 20 years, and they just want to have one moment where someone smiles at them during their day. That's why they're doing their Ross joke. So just smile and go with it and get a little... I think, like, also with the, you know, the Gus Dakota thing, like, get a little, you know, smiley have and fun. Happy and giggly.
Yeah.
He should also just never refer to it as Raw Stores. He should just refer to it as My Stores.
My
Stores. Yes,
exactly.
My Stores. Yes. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Greg Stone @GregStone_ on Twitter. You're going to be at McGuire's.
This weekend, yeah.
This Friday. Weekend.
Well, today's Friday, right?
Today's Friday. This is coming
tonight
out Friday.
And Saturday.
Long
tomorrow.
Island. Own McGuire's Comedy Club. It's a fun club.
Yeah.
Moving in with a girl. Okay.
Yeah.
Next year, I'm living with a girl who I've been friends with for a while. We're moving in together for grad school. I liked her freshman year, but we talked about it and decided friends would be better. This fall, she admitted she had feelings for me, and I had to tell her I didn't feel the same, and we moved on great from it just fine. We moved on great from it just fine.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. I don't know what. I guess it's somewhere in the middle of those two. I want to use her. I want to use that's her basically as a shit. Wing woman.
Oh,
so he wants her to set bad. Her up. As well, that's not so bad. While we're in grad school, but she always has been resistant to introducing my friends and I to her friends in the past. So that worries me about her capabilities as a wing woman. Well, I would love to hear your thoughts on this subject. What do you think? How does he get this girl to set him up? Be his.
It's not going to happen.
Stockton Malone.
She'll always be weird. She'll always, and you'll always ask her for help, and she'll always be like, and then she'll always have weird issues with it. And then you'll meet her friends, and she'll probably try to drive a wedge in between them. I've known women like this before. They wouldn't even fuck me. I'd be like, I want to fuck you. And
there,
like, no.
There is a certain ownership that girls take over certain guys where they hear like, oh, okay, he's liked me, so he always is in my corner. I liked him. If anyone else, because what girls will do more, like, if I told a girl, I guess anybody would do this, where you instantly compare yourself to the one they go with. So, like, if I confess my feelings to a girl and she was like, listen, I don't see you that way, and then the next guy she dated, I'd be like, oh, there's better me.
Yeah.
I would kind of do that too.
But it's different you.
I think what you need to do, and if he's going to make this work, because they're already moving in together.
Yeah.
What he needs to do is you need to make her what dudes will do. Like, we talk as fellow hunters.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I showed you a chick before this podcast that I talked to last weekend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, and you were like, yeah. Like, we were talking about this prey that we would both figure out how to hunt down.
Yeah.
So you need to make her an equal as a hunter. That's the move. So you start talking about her exploits. You always bring it back to, where did you go last night? What dudes did you talk to?
Yeah.
Where you make her into one of the guys in that way, so that that conversation can come up easier down the line. It's not about, can you set me up with that friend? It's like, hey, did you go out last night? Did you get vagina deep?
Yeah.
Like, you talk to her like a dude who's trying to get fucked, and then she can play along in that world. That's the only way it's going to happen. So basically bringing her to your level as a coxman. Yeah, turn her into a coxman.
Turn her into the coxman.
And then she will begin to set you up as a coxman. That's like, because so you have to, because it's never, you need to get past the point where she's comparing herself to girls you bring back.
Yeah.
You need to show her that you're only looking to fuck.
Yeah.
So now any girl she brings back is a lower entity girl to her, because she's just not some girl who would fuck.
Yeah. That seems like it would work. Or you fuck her and do such weird shit in bed. I'm talking bring blood,
Blood? And where do you get this blood?
Goat blood. Go to the grocery store. Buy some goat blood.
Okay.
Dakota style.
Yeah, you go Dakota.
Throw it in her face.
Dakota, Nebraska on
in
her.
In her living room. Do that.
This Gus she, Dakota.
Yeah, you Dakota her body. Yeah. What you got to do. Then she'll be like, I don't ever want to fuck this guy again. And you're going to get, then she's
yeah, but then
out.
She's going to tell all her friends that he goes, Gus, I guess maybe that will make you hotter.
Yeah.
To one
Wild
friend.
Man.
One friend's going to be like, oh, I've been waiting for goat blood.
I've been waiting for someone.
I agree. I don't think you fuck her because it's going to make the feelings are going to get caught up in it.
Not if you fuck her with feces. Nobody wants that. It's very weird. And then she'll just want
to
be friends.
I think if you talk to her as if she is a fellow Cox woman, you will set her up in a mindset where now, listen, you have to make it like you're not even like looking to be in anything serious.
Yeah.
So now they become lower level girls to her always.
Try to stick your foot in her pussy. I'm telling you.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
What's up, guys? This is Rob Fox from the Inside TFM podcast. You can hear us every Thursday talk about all the dumb, drunk shit we did and what's going on at TFM and our takes on just what's going on around colleges in the country. So subscribe to us on iTunes or you can catch us on the site every Thursday.
We're here with Greg Stone at GregStone_.AOL.com, whatever the fuck it is. Bumble versus Tinder. You're deep in the relationship.
You know
game.
Me, dog. You know me.
I know.
Dog.
So I'm going to take the forefront of this email.
Of course.
You just tickle my nuts.
I'll tickle them, baby.
While I'm doing it, you just be supportive.
Skin is skin.
Here's the
skin
deal.
Skin is in.
Here's the deal. Also, if you guys are on Snapchat, I love when you guys send me a Snapchat of you listening to the podcast. You're on Snapchat.
Yeah. Party time. Go.
Party
send
time.
Me your
go.
Dick. Send me your dick, friend.
Yeah, party time. Go. Greg's looking for a dick for some reason.
Love to see a dick.
Well, yeah. I'm JTrain56. It really tickles my nuts every time someone sends me them listening.
Yeah, it's
to the
great.
Podcast. It's very cool. Here's the deal. I use the same picture and bio for both Bumble and Tinder. I get a lot of matches on Tinder that I have turned into dates, but not one date has come from Bumble. What gives? Hopefully this will help others in the same venture. Also, the bio I was using was firefighter, CrossFit, margaritas. That's his bio. So Bumble, the difference is Tinder, you swipe. Once you get a match, you can talk to any girl you want that you've matched with.
Mm-hmm.
Bumble, once you get a match, the only way I can talk to a girl is if she talks to me first. So this cuts the numbers, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This dude is talking to every girl he matches with. Of course, he's going to get a date.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
The reason Bumble's good and bad is that it cuts down the numbers. That's actually a good thing because now you're not scatterbrained. You're actually more into the ones that you end up going out with, but it's a smaller herd to deal with. I think the issue, since it is a smaller amount of girls that will talk to you as opposed to, like, if I match with 10 girls on Tinder, I'm going to talk to like 7 of those girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to see what happens.
Sure.
Maybe 3 of those turn into a date. That's just the way the worst. But once you reverse that,
talk on the phone or talk on the email. Sorry,
Over the app.
Over the app.
I'll talk to her over the app, and then those will turn into dates. 3 of them will turn into dates. If I'm on Bumble, let's say I match with 10 girls, only 4 are going to talk to me.
Yeah,
because the ball's in their court. They have to really want to talk to you, and maybe one of those turns into a date. So see how the numbers go down. Here's what you have to do: you have to create less barriers to someone wanting to talk to you. So you have to make pictures that are something you could talk about. Like, I have one picture where I'm holding a second place sign, and girls always are like, how'd you come in second place? What was that for? There's one picture of me I'm in a tux in a wine field. It looks like I'm peeing in this wine field.
Yeah.
And they always are like, how'd you end up in a tux in that wine thing? So those are things that are easy to open on. Also, my bio is on Bumble. Since the girls have to talk to the guy, my bio is finally an app that makes me feel like a lady.
Wonderful.
So that's like, ha, 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 ha.
Oh, I see.
You know, because the girls are talking to me first. So
I
now,
hate women.
Here's
if I could get rid of them all, I would.
You get rid of every single one. But I'm saying all of those things are openings for girls, girls can grab onto that they won't feel weird about bringing up because I'm putting it out there.
A bunch of dead animals skinning some meat. Wouldn't love that.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying even that would be like, do you like to hunt?
Sorry.
You know, but I'm just saying like, you know, but for his, his bio automatically. So
what's his bio?
His bio is something that I want to harp on because that's a this is a bio that takes very specific girls out of the picture. His bio is firefighter CrossFit margaritas. If you're a girl who knows someone who's annoying about CrossFit,
oh sure,
you're putting him in with every annoying CrossFit person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that doesn't open up. That closes off.
Yeah.
That's why he's getting less dates because they're like, you know, you see CrossFit and they're like, ugh, he's probably a lot like, you know, Doug who loves CrossFit and won't shut the fuck up about it on, on. That's something that's so divisive that now that number of 10 that you only get four that talk to you, now that's gone down to two.
Can we try a thing real quick?
Sure.
Back and forth. You just throw out, we'll just go bio for bio. You just say what, when you say a bio, I say a bio. Like
okay, so bio ideas.
Yeah, yeah. Sex, pills, and fucking. You know, and then you go.
So that would be your bio.
Yeah, yeah.
On
we just go 15 for 15. We just come out, just throw them.
Okay, I love feet.
I love feet. Yeah, stick a dick in a dildo. All right, that didn't work, but go. I feel like we could get some real good
okay,
ideas.
Okay.
Punching.
Punching.
Yeah.
Looking for a speed bag to punch.
Looking for a speed bag. Yeah. I want to be in you, on you, and near your mom's money.
That's a weird one.
Yeah.
Looking for love in all the right places.
Yes. Women are good, and I am hungry.
Yoga pants better be busting.
Eat chocolate. Hunt that dick.
Sundays on the couch. Saturdays in your mouth.
Winter is coming. So am I.
I want to eat, drink a margarita on the beach, and then watch a sunset and meet your mother.
Yeah, I want to talk to you like this.
I only speak in whispers. That's a good bio.
I only speak in whispers. Yeah. Sorry.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
Yeah, well, I collect action figures.
That's not getting you one fucking date.
I tried.
I spent Valentine's Day with Haagen-Dazs.
Wait, are you just telling me this now, or are we still doing the
bio
thing?
No, these are the bios.
Oh, okay,
that
I wasn't sure, because I
thought we were going to go do 15.
Oh, we'll do 50. How many are we on?
Probably 10.
I want to put a tripod in your pussy.
That's very aggressive. That's a very...
Did you get that one woman?
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're going to move it right along.
I hope these are fun.
I think they're fun. How about this one? I like this one.
Oh, boy.
Define the relationship without the talk. So this is from a lady listener. We got a lady listener writing in.
Yeah.
Wildcat's got a growl, man.
I love it. Wildcat's got a growl.
Hey, JT, love the podcast. Been listening for a while now. Your advice has really helped me dodge some sticky situations with the fuck boys. I know you always say that we should avoid bringing up the define the relationship talk because it's basically codes for things are kind of going well right now, so I'm fuck shit up by having the unnecessary talk. But as a female, we have this insistence... You got to write these emails better. But as a female, we have this insistence to know where we stand in the relationship. So what are some ways we can tell if we're just seeing each other dating or an exclusive relationship? So how do they tell if they're serious without having the talk? Because I've dated before in the past without putting a label on things, and then it just becomes awkward after a while because it's like, are we exclusive or not? But I don't want to bring up the talk, and most of the time we end up breaking up because it's not defined. Hope you can give some advice on this because my girlfriends and I always seem to have the same discussion and don't know how to define the relationship without having to bring it up.
Have you ever tried this? I don't know. I'm not being funny. This is legit.
Sure.
When you go to have sex, you just say, should I wear a condom?
Oh, this is a move.
Is that a move? Like,
this is a... Well, this is a move. This is kind of goes to the advice that I've thought of giving to this. Because a lot of girls will do this move. I've been in things where girls won't have the talk. And they'll be like, don't use a condom. And I'm like... And then, like, they judge whether you're with them or not based on your... insistence to or not. And I'm always like, babies freak the fuck out of me. Like they, like I, that's the worst STD of them all.
That's true.
But I just think like of course, condomless sex is a fun endeavor and I've done that before, but you have to really trust the person. And if you're going to do that with somebody, you have to be checked out and having sex with only one person. So you would have to be a really fucking big asshole to not like respond to that as honestly as possible, which is, so it is a test. I do, I do like that test for a girl because it is the ultimate, that's the talk without having the talk, right? Because any normal guy who's a good, I assume most people are good. Inside of themselves, they're not like sociopaths. And if you've gotten that far with a guy, he's going to be like, well, I'm not ready for that. If he's not ready for that, that's kind of like saying I love you and not getting an I love you back. You know? I even less harsh than that, because that is a harsh way to go through that. I think you have to not have the talk. Here's how, if I was a girl, here's how I'd play it. I would invite the guy that I've been dating or fucking to do boyfriend events. And then take, and for every boyfriend event that he doesn't do, I take away one fuckboy event.
What's a fuckboy event?
Like a fuck it, like bowling? Meeting up at 2 a.m. and having sex, or blowjobs on the regular. Or like, I would just take away the one thing that I would only get fucking for boyfriend shit if I wanted to progress. So let's say you're hooking up with a dude and it's been like a month of like meeting up at like, you know, 11, where, you know, you're pretty sure that this is moving towards a relationship, but you don't want to have the talk. You send him a text being like, hey, I want to go out. What are you doing this Saturday? I want to go to this concert. No, you don't? You don't think this is?
No, this is great, but I had a really crazy idea.
Let's hear it.
No, it's something.
Say it. This is an open forum, man.
I have this. It's called the lock the door. You have the lock. You lock the door in the car. You ever see that move? Where like, what you do is when they're in the passenger seat and you're in the car, you get out and you lock both of the doors. And it's got to be a really hot day. And the hotter they get, the more you'd be like, I'm not letting you out.
What does this have to do with anything?
I call it trap sex.
Okay.
You trap them into a relationship, and then when you let them out, you say, "See, I let you out, so let me in." I don't know.
This is quite a direction you've taken us in. I'll say this:
I just think like you got to treat them like a dog in the car.
You got to trap them in the car.
Trap them in the car.
Well, this is kind of to the point of my advice is that
it's not the same point.
No.
And then you say you call the cops. I'm going to kill your family.
This is why I bring you on. Fewer than the other Rad Bootcast guys. This is why I bring you on only on days where I'm feeling good. Can't bring you in for a hungover day.
Well, I wasn't gonna tell you about my trap move. It's very exclusive.
It's exclusive.
Yeah, only to me.
Okay. Well, you've just started telling a lot of listeners that we have.
No, you get him in a basement.
I think you're explaining
traps.
No, it's trap just sex traps. It's just another way of saying taking advantage of something. I don't know.
No, it's a trap. And if they can get out of the trap, they're the right one.
They win.
Or if they can't get out of the trap, they die.
Listen, all of you guys, if you guys like the craziness that is this right now, go listen to the Rad Dude cast because you can get all of that. I'm going to go back to the email.
Sorry. I didn't want to talk about it.
No, but for me...
It's an advanced move.
This is the advanced move. You act like a dude if you're a chick. You say, listen, I will fuck you if you do boyfriend shit.
Yeah, like let me out of the car.
Yeah, like let you out of the car. But I'm saying you should exchange. There's a point in the relationship where you have to feel like you're getting the time that you want that isn't time that is just this fuckboy time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if she says, hey, this weekend my friends and I are having a pregame, you guys should come, you and your friends, I want to meet all your buddies. That's a boyfriend type move. Then later that night, he's going to get some blowing.
Yeah, and you can even lay that out. I mean, the way you said it, be like, come to this thing with me, my friends, we'll fuck later.
Yeah.
You can say that. That's a cool thing to say.
And then he's either in or he's out. Let's say he says as an excuse, he doesn't come.
Yeah.
Then he ain't coming. For real.
It's very true.
Later that night. And you have to be, I think as a girl, you have to be, and this is very tough, easier for me to say than do. You have to be not afraid to lose something to get it. So.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
So you have to put it out
your
there.
Your freedom.
You have to be unafraid to lose this dude because listen, you might say to him, hey, cause I've hooked up with girls where we have the relationship where it's like a late night hookup. And then she's like, come to my house. Like, she'll present such an amazing offer that the only way for me to deny it is to say that I don't want a relationship with her. Like, she'd be like, come to my parents' mansion out at the beach where we have monkeys that serve us drinks at all hours of the day. And it'd be like, and I'd be like, I actually have to sit alone staring at a wall today.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like, yeah.
That's me admitting that I only see her as a late night hookup.
Yeah.
If he's in for those events, it doesn't matter how good or bad the event is, it's with you.
Yeah.
You know, that's, and he's signing up for that. That means he is signing up for boyfriend privileges. And then I think you do that, then you do the condom thing.
Yeah, yeah. Also, pull back.
Pull back.
I always say always pull back, and then if they want more, then they'll come further.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Greg Stone, @GregStone_. We're going to do one more email. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
You got anything else to say about trapping people?
Yeah, I just wasn't sure if this is a safe place.
You're as safe as you want to be, buddy.
No, I got nothing on trap. I got more.
Thinking about being a pussy crook.
Stealing pussy.
Stealing the puss.
That's what I'm talking about.
This is what you, this is, I think, yo, biplane.
Yeah.
My ex-girlfriend and I have started talking again after a year of being apart. The problem is she thinks she has this square piece of F-word. Oh, this guy throws around faggot very freely. She has this square piece of F-word that she calls a boyfriend. He also does take, he also takes Taekwondo. He also spelled Taekwondo Taekwondo. I don't know the first steps on how to get around this shit stain. Me and the crew aren't sure what she sees in him, but they've been dating for a few months.
The crew.
I just need to know how to get around him and get her back. Also, we're in high school.
Oh my.
And this girl is a dime. Thanks for the advice, he writes. Even if you don't answer the podcast, some sort of would be greatly appreciated. So how does he get the girl back while she's got a boyfriend?
Oh, the F word wasn't because he was gay. It was
no, she's got a boyfriend.
Who also knows Taekwondo.
Who also knows Taekwondo. And they started talking again. So he sees any form of communication with them as a sign that, oh, she's back for me.
Yeah, yeah, I got a theory, dude, that's called, it's a, you know the famous Pitbull?
The Pitbull the rapper?
No, the dog. Yes, what? You get a room full of Pitbulls.
Get a room full of, okay.
You invite her in. You invite her again. Lock the doors behind you. No, I don't know. No, just date somebody else.
You just start talking without knowing where you're going.
It's like, you ever see when your autocorrect just guesses the next word?
Yeah, that's
you my brain.
With every sentence.
Yeah, I just try to follow the words.
It does. You'll look at me like this is going to be something.
Yeah.
You actually, your eyes say that this is a relevant thing to say.
Yeah.
But your mouth puts out diarrhea.
Just, get on a plane and talk to a guy named Smith. He'll find the way. What's the way? Get your dreams together, pal.
Dude,
that's
you,
how I talk.
You talk like choose your own adventure stories. You know, like turn to page 98 and you'll go this way. You just do that with every
Live
word.
Your life, get a room full of pit bulls. Throw a guy in there. He has to fight dogs. If he wins, he wins the girl.
Here's the problem with getting a girl back. Now you're stuck with the fucking girl.
Yeah.
Okay? So here's the problem with this, and I hear what he's trying to do. He's doing this about ego. He wants to get her back just to get her back.
Of course.
You don't, that's fine and dandy.
Yeah.
But then you're stuck with a girl that you've convinced to change her whole life because you've created this romantic scenario. Getting a girl back is almost too romantic to live up, to have the relationship live up to that romanticism. Because, and I do understand why a girl was like, oh, he came after, you know, it ended badly, but now he realized the error of his ways, and now he wants to be with me forever. That's not how it's going to work. They're in high school. It's not going to work out that way. Yep. It's going to be more problems than solutions of getting this girl back, because now you got a guy that knows karate that wants to fight you.
Yeah.
You got a girl who's telling her parents, you know, Joe wants to be with me again.
Yeah.
And they hate you because they know this ain't going to fucking work out.
Yeah.
And then you got another, all her friends that fucking hate you. This loses you dime pieces in the future.
Yeah.
Now you just have a girl who has a story to tell her friends that is any girl, like she's going to go to college, any girl she meets in the future, you're that dickhead that made her ruin a relationship that might be going well. It probably isn't, but who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
To go with you just for your ego, and it's not going to go well for you. So I would say if you're a guy out there who's let a girl go and she's found a new guy, let that happen. Let it go.
Yes, all high school.
All of those high school things. Because
everything.
Here's what happens. You're going to graduate. You're going to go to college. You're going to come back one summer. And you're going to run into each other. And you're both going to be a little bit more level-headed to have a random hookup. And yep. It's going to happen then. But right now, all you can do is fuck that up by being this evil fucking dude that's just trying to fuck another guy over because you want to show how big your penis is.
Yeah.
And it's not that big. It's a strong medium. It's just doing okay.
Yeah. Or swat the boyfriend.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Greg Stone at GregStone_ on Twitter. It's going to be at McGuire's Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow if you're listening on Friday in Long Island. Should we do one more? Do we have time?
Yeah, we could do a quick one.
I feel like Greg's going to be a good hypothetical guy. Yeah. Let's do more hypotheticals for this one. I feel like Greg will bring the heat on that. You know, you did a great job with the emails, though. Thank you.
Yeah,
you brought us down a lot of roads we've never gone. That's I like the bio off.
I want everybody to go to a place they haven't been.
Yeah, that's your motto.
Yeah, man, taste all the flavors. That's my motto.
Taste all the flavors.
Taste all the flavors.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We'll be right back with hypotheticals and the news. We'll be right back. Hey, guys, welcome back. We're here with Greg Stone. Greg, thank you for answering the emails.
Thanks for having me on here.
Great to have you. Always a little wacky when you come on.
God.
Wacky Greg.
I hate myself.
Greg Stone _ on Twitter. You can find him in your back garbage bin going through your trash or some shit.
It's not true.
No, that's not. That's
but it might be. If you live in Queens.
Dick Alabama. What's his name? Gus Dakota.
Now you're being a little condescending. I'm going to smash that computer on your fingers.
Oh, my fingers.
Just, yeah, I'll hurt your fingers.
Just the fingies.
Yeah, I don't want to hurt you too bad.
Okay, I appreciate that. Chris,
yeah,
thank you for coming on.
My pleasure to be
at
here.
At ManSamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday, along with this podcast, the JTrain Podcast, every Tuesday and Friday. We got hypotheticals. If you got hypotheticals, send them in, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Well, let's run through a few of these because we got a bunch that we can catch up on. Ready? Greg, you said you like these.
Yes, this is my favorite game. I'm the best at it.
The best at it. Yeah. Would you rather wake up each morning with a dick that can grow to a variable to 4 to 10 inches based on random chance, or all chicks that you could potentially bone know with 100% certainty if you will give them an orgasm?
B, without a doubt, because then I'm banging more chicks. Once they're in, they're in. No one's turning away.
Hold on. I don't know you wake up each morning with a dick that can grow to a variable. To a variable 4 to 10 inches based on random chance.
Like on Monday, you wake up, your dick could be 6 inches. On Tuesday, you wake up, it could be 4. Wednesday, it could be 10. I'm going with that. So
you're taking that?
Yeah, that's fun. Why not?
I'm with Greg.
Yeah. Once they see your dick, they're not going to turn around.
Yeah, but the girl, knowing you can give her an orgasm, that's power. She's like,
yeah,
this is a definite.
But fuck on 10-inch days. 8-inch days.
No, it's
yeah, but they don't know. You can't walk around naked with a penis.
So what?
I'm fucking every day. If she knows I can orgasm her every day, I'm fucking every day. And she sees my small dick and goes, don't matter, I'm still going to get orgasm. And it's a mental game, so she's halfway there already because she already thinks she's going to have an orgasm.
I also wouldn't be able to deal with the swings. Like, what if you wake up with like a 4-incher and you're like, ugh, it's been a bad day already and I got this fucking 4-incher.
I mean, 4 is not 2. You know what I mean? You can still work with a 4, so it's not that terrible.
You could do work. Right. Let's do this. Would you rather have glow-in-the-dark jizz of a chosen color or a condom appears in your pocket whenever you need it?
I don't ever use condoms.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm engaged.
You both are in long-term relationships. This makes no sense for either of you.
Also, when you're trapping people, you're not
all that trapping you're doing. Yeah, I forgot about that. the glow-in-the-dark jizz is fun for a Sunday.
What?
No, it's always fun.
Always fun.
What color would you go with?
The classic glowing green.
That's you go
exactly right.
Ecto cooler green.
Yes, yep. Absolutely.
Oh, I would go purple. Just because I look good in purple.
Yeah. Awesome.
If it got on me, it would look good.
Also, when it's super dark, you open your mouth, you're like and everyone sees it glowing.
Why would it be in your mouth?
That's what I'm talking about. Taste all the flavors. Gotta taste all the flavors, man.
Yeah, you gotta put it in.
Yeah, man.
I love that you asked, like you didn't think he was gonna have an answer to that.
Yeah. Let's do another one. We'll fly through these. How about this? Have the ability to run atop water as long as you're sprinting at 100% effort.
That's so much fun.
So you sprint at 100% effort.
Yeah.
That gets you over water. Or be able to charge any electronic device with your boner as long as it's 100%. Sorry, no half chubs. You must make... I like that he explains how to charge things. You must make tip contact with the charging port. So you have to go in the bathroom. You have to achieve full erection, put the tip to the charging port. That will charge your phone or your computer or what have you.
Well, I don't think you have to go in the bathroom.
Easy one.
I mean, you can do it anywhere.
But... Or you can run on water, but only at a sprint, full sprint.
Right.
Without a doubt, running on water.
Why?
Why? Because the technology to charge devices already exists. All right. If I tell you somebody, I go, hey, give me a fucking $300 Best Buy gift card if I got to run across this water. You know, then I got a $300 Best Buy card. Now I'm buying a bunch of charging batteries.
Hold on. Hold on. That's your grifting that you're doing? That's
I got a bunch of grifts.
You go into a pool hall.
Yeah.
And what do they call it when you take someone's money from them? Like you're a good pool player, but you don't tell them?
A hustle, like a pool shark.
So your hustle is for Best Buy gift cards.
I bet you $300 in gift cards. Any gift card.
I don't want $300 cash. No. I want
I don't document gift cards. The government can't get you for gift cards.
That's the reason.
The government can't tax you on gift cards, and they can't tell you what food is. Those are two things that I know.
Tell you what food is.
I'll eat a chair to prove my point.
That's the most dumb thing I've ever heard. I'll eat a chair to prove my point. You should make a t-shirt that just says, I'll eat a chair to prove my point. That should be your...
Damn right.
You should walk around and be like, I'll eat a... Like, I could see you on a sitcom. I'll eat a chair to prove my point.
I'll eat a human
And then
being.
The crowd goes, wow, woo!
Applause, commercial break.
Yeah, commercial break.
Yeah, you're all wrong.
That's your did I do that.
Yeah, dude. The highest form of respect is eating another person.
That's the highest form of respect?
Yeah. Explain to me how I'm wrong.
Well, it's to consume them. You take their essence.
Yeah, do you know when we were in my fraternity, we used to have like not slug debates, like hard talks about who would be the most delicious in the fraternity?
Right.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's who do you think is the most delicious comedian?
Sean Donnelly.
Sean Donnelly?
Absolutely.
Everyone, if you don't know who he is, he's been on the podcast before. Go Google him. I don't know if he'd be delicious.
Yeah, he's sweet. He's sweet, probably from the soul.
I think Brendan
to the
would be pretty delicious.
Nah, he's too tough.
Brendan Ayer?
Yeah, he's lived too many.
What famous comedian? What do you have any that you think of?
John Panette.
You dig him up. And you put him on a sandwich.
Put him on a bunch of sandwiches. Put him on a grill. Get it cooking. Get a little teriyaki on there. I eat the lips first.
Jay Frizzle, would you rather never have hangovers again? No dehydration, no headaches, but have diabetes. So you have diabetes, but no hangovers.
No. That's a tough one.
Or have stage 10 hangovers, not limited to 2 to 3 day hangovers, can't lift your chest, etc. Keep in mind, if you have diabetes, your drinking options are limited. No one necessarily knows you're diabetic. You aren't obese,
but you can
pretty much only drink vodka sodas and have the occasional rum, whiskey, and a Diet Coke. So what do? You have diabetes, but no hangovers. No diabetes, but horrible hangover.
Yeah, I take no diabetes. Diabetes is the worst.
Is it?
Yeah,
I'm taking diabetes.
No, and I just smoke weed every day.
Right. Yeah, I'm not a big drinker anyway, so it's not going to...
I'm taking the diabetes, no hangover.
No, do you know how bad diabetes is?
How is it?
First off, if you have diabetes, you can't even drink it anymore. Because it's like you get a little bit of sugar.
Vodka sodas. I'm already drinking vodka sodas.
Yeah, but now you can't
have cake. Soda is bad for you.
No, club soda.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but now you can't eat delicious things. You have to get your blood checked all the time. Buddy, diabetes sucks.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Might lose a foot.
Highly possible, yeah.
I'm still taking diabetes. Let's do one more. Ready?
Yep.
J-Train, would you rather have your poop smell like someone else's stinky poop because your own poop never smells that bad? Or would you rather almost be out of toilet paper every time you go? The stinkiness of the poop is not enough to make you sick, but enough to make you want to leave the bathroom as soon as possible. With the toilet paper, you have enough for at least one wipe, but rarely enough to wipe to satisfaction. What are you guys taking?
Stinky, without a doubt.
Yeah, I'm taking the stinky.
Yeah, I think I got to go the same way.
You get used to a smell after 1 minute.
Yeah.
And can then I bring, it's right. your smell.
I will say, though, can I bring my own like socks or something?
To wipe your ass?
Yeah, like if I could bring my own... Well, then I got to throw that out somewhere.
Yeah, you got to have a sock with you at all times.
Yeah, a shit sock.
Shit sock.
I'm not trying to do that.
No.
Or, yeah, it's true. Yeah, there's no way I get around it. Toilet paper.
No, the toilet paper is...
I need toilet paper.
I need toilet paper in my life. I need a lot of it, and I need comfortable toilet paper. I remember one time I bought like the one ply for my house, like my parents' house. We needed something. My mom was like, go get toilet paper for the house. My mom fucking flipped her shit when I got the one ply. She was like, what are you doing to us? Like, it was like an offensive... idea that I would get the one.
I don't like the two like towel-y ones. I like it a little thinner. No, just you ball it up a bunch.
I like what you're saying. Yeah. You got to go a little less with those towel-y ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like not one ply, but there's a healthy medium.
Absolutely.
Here's another one. We'll do one more because I think this will be a good one for Greg. Ready?
Yeah.
If you could be any gay guy in the world, who would you be? This guy writes, personally, I'd go with Sean T, the dude from the Insanity videos. He fucking kills it.
Wow, that guy's gay?
I didn't even know. Yeah. Who would you be? One gay dude.
Can I just be me? Can I just be me gay?
Be you gay.
I'll just go gay.
You're going to have
the same life. If you could
make
me gay, I'd be just so happy.
Why?
Oh, I didn't want to get into my act, but then I could just do everything I do. I would fuck guys. That's the best. They're friendly. They're fun. We talk about Star Wars.
We had Mateo Lane on here, and the world sounds, it's just so much more out on the table for them.
Yeah.
Like, they just, it's all out there. There's no, like, I was talking about, I hung out with this girl, and she was like, we met during the day. We got super drunk, and she's like, I can't go home with you tonight. Let's hang out tomorrow. We'll have the best sex you ever had. And I'm like, that's like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Like, what is the difference? What is this semantics at this point? What do you won't just do this tonight because you're worried about telling your friends? Like, you want to be able to go to your friends and be like, well, I didn't do it the first night. If that were two dudes, it would be done.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I would just be like, are you insane? That's insane. And I had to look at her and be like, oh, you're right,
Yeah.
I had to put away the conversation. I had to come back and be like, so you sure you're not coming over? Like, I had to, like, keep bringing it up.
Right.
And she stuck to it. Like, listen, good for her, but I'm saying I'd be Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, Mario Cantone.
Mario Cantone, that's where you're going?
Steampipe Alley. Way too old, yeah.
Mario MPH is king of the gays right now, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I was going to go with Taylor Lautner. I don't know if he's actually gay or not, but feels like
really?
That. Yeah. He probably gets a lot of ass, yeah. Anderson Cooper, maybe?
Oh, Anderson Cooper is a good one. I want a big guy. I like cuddly. I would go the gay guy. I would go with Cam from Modern Family. But
really?
Yeah, but he's not like, I don't think he's really gay in real life, but I would have to have him.
You would be, or you would have him. This is who you would date.
Yeah, I would kiss him a lot.
Yeah.
Sensually on his neck.
J-Train Podcast.
Kiss him a lot.
On his neck, gently. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Send in your hypotheticals to JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do some news.
Budweiser, for the summer, beginning May 23rd, will change the name of the beer from Budweiser to America.
America.
You like this?
It's crazy as hell. Yeah, I love it.
They're changing, so it's just the name on the cans, right? I've seen it. They've written it, but didn't they get bought out by?
Yeah, they're a Belgian-run company, so that's why people are annoyed about it. But
oh,
but whatever, it's okay.
This all happened because it's happening because of us.
What do you mean?
So Budweiser is just responding to what people are into, and what people are into is acting like yelling America all the time,
right.
Like
if
the
they
joke.
Bud, yeah.
They're just 2 years behind the joke.
Yeah.
Well, if Pabst Blue Ribbon or something was smart, they'd change theirs to America.
America. Well, this is what they're doing. Pabst right. being America. Like, I have buddies that call Bud Lights Bruce Springsteens, and Bud Heavies Bon Jovis. No, Budweiser's yeah. Bruce Springsteens,
Bruce is Bud.
And Bud Lights are Bon Jovis. That's a better idea. Right. How great would that be? It's like, pass me a Jovi.
Yeah, yeah.
Like his face on the can.
Yeah, yeah. If I was a beer company, I'd start naming them after ironic musicians.
Mm.
Who would pass a Bud Light Lime be? Cyrus. That'd be a Smirnoff Ice, Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, who would a Bud Light Lime be? I love Bud Light Lime.
Lime?
Lime, yeah.
Bud Light Lime.
That's a Guy Fieri.
Pass me a Fieri.
Yeah.
How awesome would that be?
That's right.
If there was a Bud Light Lime that just said Fieri.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. I'm down with that. I'm just saying, you know,
more body parts.
Body parts.
Give me the balls.
Toss me some cold balls.
Yeah, you got to give me two shafts on the rocks.
Yeah, that'd be weird if it just said shaft.
Yeah,
on the can.
Yeah.
Do we have any more stories?
I mean, I do have another one.
Let's do another.
This is a weird story, and I don't know why people
think
are doing
this. This is the episode to do it.
No, yeah. You're probably right. Apparently in Barcelona, there's a new trend that people are having, quote, roulette orgies.
Whoa.
Where they'll invite one person who is HIV positive. Oh!
Stop it.
This is the story.
This is out of Greg's Trap Sex book.
This is right up my alley.
Right up your alley. Yeah. Wait a minute. So they'll invite a number of people. What countries is it? Germany?
Spain.
Spain? Mm. Oh, man.
You would think Germany, but no.
There's too much porn that's available. We're getting so weird with shit.
Well, that's what it is.
There's nothing that can get us hard except death.
Yes.
Right. You know?
Knife sex. You ever have knife sex?
No.
What kind of question is that? Pull out a knife and you shove it in someone's face.
A lot of the things you brought up are very what they sound like.
Yeah. Yes.
The trap sex, the knife sex.
Knife sex, yes.
Yeah, so they're inviting like 10 people and one of them have...
Exactly. Yeah, and nobody, you know, obviously somebody the person gets invited it. Them.
Somebody walks away a winner.
We are getting to a point, we're never going to be able to get boners. We're getting, this is why I'm only masturbating to still lifes.
Right.
Still lifes?
Still lifes.
Like mannequins?
Like bowls of fruit.
Oh, no, that's crazy.
Only
that's
pictures. Lingerie models pictures, because I'm done with porn.
I only masturbate to furniture catalogs, because if you can come to that,
yeah,
then you can come to anything, and then eventually I'll get myself to be able to have sex with guys, and then I'm a winner.
It always comes back to
taste
that.
All the flavors.
What is sorry to bring, what does your girlfriend think?
I mean, you just said her name.
Sorry about that.
It's all right.
We'll cut it out.
What does she think? What?
What does your girlfriend think about?
I don't act like this around her. I'm
very
nice to her. You're just fake. Yes. She has no idea who I am as a person.
She has no idea. How long have you been together?
15 years.
15 years.
It's called the long trap.
And she has no idea. Yeah, this is the long trap.
Yeah.
And she has no idea that how much you talk about how much you wish you were gay.
Well, no.
Has it ever come up?
I don't even think she knows my last name is Stone. I think she's still using my old Italian last name.
Your old last name. Greg has a real last name.
Yeah.
And then his stage name.
Which I had to change because of the law.
What do you mean?
You just talk about trap sex too much on podcasts. People want to come after you.
Now you're back to talking in sentences that you don't know where they're going.
You don't know where they're going.
You have no idea where
they're
going.
Jump out of the plane and throw a parachute. Hopefully they can catch each other before they hit the ground.
Greg Stone, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
At Greg Stone _ on Twitter, the Rad Dude Cast comes out. When does it come out? You guys don't...
Episode 100. Coming soon. Well, I should let you guys know we're going to be selling the 100th episode.
Selling it.
Yeah, one person gets to have it. And they can do with it whatever they want.
Like the Wu-Tang album?
Just like the Wu-Tang album. We're trying to get this to Scorelia, see if we can get us $1 million for it.
I think this is a great idea if you had listeners.
We have listeners. You listen?
I do.
So you want to buy it?
How much?
I don't know. How much do you want to give it to us?
I'll give you a dollar.
No, at least $100,000.
If you get $100,000 to this.
I will.
How pissed off would you be if they sold that episode for
$100,000? I'd be happy about it. Actually.
We will.
Okay. I'd be happy for them.
I honestly tell you, it's the funniest podcast in the world. But
he says that on my podcast.
Well, you're
fucking
for you
slap in the face.
Well, you know,
comes on as my guest.
I mean,
and then
you don't think, but you think your podcast is better than mine,
no,
right?
No. I think it's very funny.
Way different than this.
If you're listening right now, still to this episode, and you've enjoyed today. Go listen to the Rad Dude Cast. No, I'm kidding. go listen to the Rad Dude Cast. I've been listening back to a lot of their episodes. They're very funny. It's everywhere. So go listen to it. It's on iTunes, the Rad Dude Cast. Chris, thank you for bringing the news, doing the hypotheticals
@ManSamp,
Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday. I'm Jared Freed. I'm JTrain56 on all social media platforms. You can follow me, and we'll be back next week. Boom.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at Stand Up Labs.